Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back into hour number three. We are joined by David Bay of Cutting Edge Ministry. We have links up to his site on Infowars.com. And, of course, the director of the film, they're making seven together. They've now completed their second. It's excellent. And that's Christian J. Pinto. The new film is Riddles and Stone, Part 2 in the seven-part series, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2, available right now at Infowars.com. David Bay, at the end of the day, you run into occultists that are obsessed with killing 80% of the population, setting up a world government neo-feudalism structure to do it, race-specific bioweapons, but at the same time dumping 63 million gallons of nerve gas knowingly off the North Carolina coast into the ocean, doing everything they can to hurt the earth. Really, at the end of the day, they're very neurotic, very scientific about what they do, but they do it in a very destructive way. And then when you research deeper, they say, well, we've got to destroy and build at the same time the yin-yang or the great balance. And we see this, you know, in the occultism of Star Wars, of Darth Vader was to bring balance to the Force. Isn't that a big Illuminati teaching, David Bay and Mr. Pinto?
Yes, it is. In fact, it goes a little bit wider than that. They actually call for the destruction of the old order before the new can be brought into place. And so not only do they invent things like global warming being so destructive, but they will actually pollute the waters of the air themselves, and then call your attention to it and say that we need a dictatorship globally in order to deal with the problem that they've created.
And this does fit in with as you were saying earlier, Alex, with the occult doctrine as it's taught on the Georgia Guidestones. I've actually been to the Guidestones and filmed them several years ago. But the Guidestones, for those who don't know, have written in all these different languages the Ten Commandments of the whole New Age movement and the New Age philosophy. And they've got them written in different languages, in American and Hebrew and cuneiform. They've got them written in Chinese, Russian, and so on. And the first commandment is to maintain a world population below 500 million people. So to maintain a world population below half a billion people. Now, we've got 6 billion people on the earth. Where are all these other
6.5 bill. That's a 90% reduction.
There you go. But it totally fits in if you study the monument was erected by some guy, an anonymous financier who called himself R.C. Christian. That's the Rosicrucian reference there.
Secret trust under R.C. Christian, and they love the hidden in plain view that it says Rosicrucian, yeah.
Right, right. And if you study Rosicrucianism, that's a very obvious reference. That's like that's a Frater R.C. or a brother Rosicrucian or Christian Rosenkreutz, who's sort of the mythical figure that allegedly founded the Rosicrucian order. But then you read the writings of New Agers and occultists. You read the book Reflections on the Christ by David Spangler. And Spangler, who was a part of a United Nations group, an NGO group called, the United Earth for the World We Choose or something like that.
By the way, let me give you his quote about no one will enter the New World Order unless they pledge themselves to Lucifer.
Absolutely. And other New Agers talk about how there is in humanity that there's a corrupt seed, and the corrupt seed are basically those who will not be initiated into Lucifer,
and all the great pains of the world are caused because they aren't dead yet. So hence, Antichrist must kill all the Christians and the Jews, or the great because they're causing all the calamity. Just like the Aztecs had to kill another 10,000, or the sun wouldn't come back. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. Official UN publication, David Spangler.
terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
211-1715. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got the director of Riddles and Stone, the secret architecture of Washington, D.C., on with us. It's a film you absolutely have got to have in your library to understand the overall program, the agenda that we're living under, and the people who are in control of our lives. From your research of the New World Order, David Bay and Christian Pinto, how do you see things breaking down the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? How do you see things unfolding? How far along do the elite believe from their own occultic system, their own secular, separate from God view, how do they see things breaking down and setting up?
Well, the primary goal of the, tool of the Illuminati to create this new world system is war and economic collapse. And Albert Pike had a vision in 1870 which foresaw three world wars being necessary to produce their Masonic Christ in the world scene. The first two world wars have unfolded just as this vision foretold. The third world war, which was to produce the Masonic Christ, was to occur between Israel and her Arab neighbors. And that seems to be getting set in its final stages right before our eyes. So I think it's very close.
Now, by the way, he wrote best-selling books. He wrote letters to the to different British colleagues. These letters, of course, are there at the British Naval Museum. He did write about Lucifer seething in his hands. He did explain and talk about the Porch Masons. He also got into great detail about these three wars, and he described World War One, World War Two, and then the final one being in the Middle East. I mean, this is not like Nostradamus with some vague quatrain, pure baloney. I mean, what Albert Pike is writing and saying in the 1870s, founder of the Ku Klux Klan, supreme, you know, global head of the Masons. I mean, what this guy is saying in the 1870s, this is incredible. I mean, he had to have diabolical, information from the other side, kind of like the Fifth Element from Zorg or whoever. I mean, how do the secular people say he's doing this?
Secular people don't want to talk about it. They just pass it off, however they can. They can't deal with it. The fact of the matter is, all these men have a familiar spirit. You know, in the practice of the occult, one of the first things you do is acquire or receive a familiar spirit. And this was a demonic vision. And the reason that it's coming to pass is because this has been the plan of the Illuminati all during the 20th century, and including today.
So it's also a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are literally manifesting it.
Well, yeah, this is a blueprint. This is a blueprint for world leaders to follow. And after, numbers are very important, and they have great meaning. The number 11 is the number of the Masonic Christ. And just to make sure that the rest of the occult world knew the World War One had been completed according to Pike's plan, the Illuminati staged the final signing of the armistice at the 11th hour of the 11th month. There's another 11 in there. 11th hour, 11th month, 11th day. 11th day. There were three 11s there in the staging of that armistice.
And they believe they get power from this. Of course, there were dozens and dozens of 11s on 9/11.
Exactly.
With different flight numbers and names. Then we have 3/11. We have 4/11. We have 7/7, 7/21. We have 7/7 with the thing in India. Now we've got 7/7/7 coming up. What is 7/7/7 to them?
Well, 7/7/7 is a very important number in Aleister Crowley magic, in black magic for Aleister Crowley. It's a particular brand of magic that he created at the beginning of the 20th century, and to him it's a very big number, 777.
Well, I wonder if we're going to see something happen. People were all waiting for 666, and I said, well, they usually don't do something that obvious, but I haven't seen them like to pass up two or three big dates in a row without pulling something. Explain to listeners why the globalists, why the Illuminati believe that they have to do things in accordance with numbers.
Well, they believe that numbers contain inherent power. All pagans believe that, all pagans worship the creature rather than the creator, and since God created numbers, then pagans worship numbers as well as planets and suns and moons and all those frogs and everything else they worship. But go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that we talk about in Riddles in Stone is the tradition among Freemasons and Rosicrucians and really all the occult societies. They all take their tradition and their philosophy back to Pythagoras and Pythagorean geometry and Pythagorean numerology. Pythagoras is believed to be the first of the ancient philosophers to have ascribed a spiritual or inner meaning to numbers and so on, and also geometric shapes. And this is where, the design and architecture of Washington, D.C. becomes very Pythagorean once you understand the right triangle, a federal triangle, and then the inverted pentagram, and both of these were Pythagorean symbols. Adam Weishaupt, who was the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, when he wrote his final treatise describing the Illuminati plan for this world domination, he called his final treatise Pythagoras. And according to Dr. James Billington in his book, Fire in the Minds of Men, the revolutionaries from that era, through the 18th and 19th century especially, were heavily into Pythagorean philosophy.
Now, if listeners go up to Infowars.com, In fact, I want the network to do this. I forgot to tell the network to do this. I just want to play this coming up. They can click on Riddles and Stone. We have the front cover of the video there on the site. And if you click on it, you can watch the trailer to the film right there on Infowars.com with the video. We're going to be playing the audio coming up. Now, let's expand on this, though. A lot of the Founding Fathers were what you call porch masons, or the Illuminati was very good at trying to co-opt revolutions. They were very good at jumping on top movements that they already saw as in the future gaining, gaining dominance or preeminence. And, you know, at the same time, old guys that are 32-degree masons, and they're going down to eat spaghetti and play cards at the local hall. I mean, they also go to church on Sundays. They believe they're Christians. They're listening to this going, look, Masons aren't evil. We're not evil. But what they don't know is that even Manly P. Hall and many other top Masons wrote and said that you are porch Masons. The fact is we've gone and gotten the Masonic writings. We've talked to Master Masons. We've talked to others. We know what is above the 33rd degree. You don't even know that there's something above that. You're being controlled. Can you explain compartmentalization to them?
Yeah, one of my favorite interviews in Riddles and Stone is with a guy named Dr. Robert Hieronymus. And Dr. Hieronymus, he's an author, he's a member of Co-Masonry. When we interviewed him, David and I both interviewed him, and he admitted that he had been a member of all kinds of secret societies. And he is close friends with S. Brent Morris, who is a 33rd degree Mason, who is the managing editor for the Scottish Rite Journal right there inside the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. And, of course, we interviewed Dr. Morris as well. But anyway, Dr. Hieronymus, in his interview on camera, he admits that when you are a member of a secret society, and it's something that a lot of the Masonic philosophers have talked about, but a lot of modern Masons will deny it. But Hieronymus admits on camera that when you're a member of secret societies, that there are higher levels that you don't know anything about. And they don't tell you anything about him. You kind of stumble on him and so on. And at one point when he's describing, he's tracing it all back to ancient Egypt and the traditions of the Egyptian priests and so on, and how they would give false information one step at a time to those on the lower levels, and then they would reach higher levels and then gain greater understanding. And as he's talking about the deeper levels of understanding, he stops for a minute and he says, you know, if I'd have told you this 15 years ago, I might have gotten shot. Okay? And he says, but now, thankfully, today, I can be a lot more open about it. And the reason is because there's a movement in Masonry and the secret orders. And I stumbled across this when I was at PRS, the Philosophic Research.
No, they believe they're now taking over, so now it's time to have it be mass manifest.
Right, exactly. They believe that the time for secrecy has passed, and now they need to reveal to the world what they're doing and do it one step at a time. And they've admitted this. In fact, there's a guy, Buff Perry, that we interview, who's a professional cipher, and he deals with these guys all the time. He's not a Mason, but he researches with them, and he admits in one of his interviews that the Illuminati, as he calls them, are slowly, one step at a time, revealing things about themselves to the rest of the world so they can understand the history of the last several hundred years in Western culture.
Which is exactly what we do in our two videos, the New Atlantis and Riddles and Stone. We reveal that history. But, you know, it goes beyond, it goes to the structuring, the creation of an invisible society, an invisible lodge. Manly P. Hall said this, that there are two kinds of lodges. There's the visible lodge and there's the invisible lodge. And at any one point in time, The visible lodge will comprise about 95% of all Masons. Only about 5% comprise the invisible lodge. But the purpose of the visible lodge is to hide the very existence of the invisible lodge. And so these guys that you mentioned, Alex, that go down to the lodge and eat pizza and then go to church on Sunday, they're members of the visible lodge. They have no idea that the invisible lodge even exists.
Absolutely, and I want them to know that we know that they're not bad people. They've just been deceived because we'll be right back to discuss it more on the other side with our guest. The film is Riddles and Stone. Get it at InfoWars.com right now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Don't forget, there is a free podcast of the full 3 hours every day that's served out when the show ends to your MP3, your iPod, your iPhone. We have tens of thousands of people subscribing. And, hey, if you've got friends, family, neighbors, community, people who might be served by this information but drive a truck for a living or police officers or school teachers and, you know, can't be near a computer at work or when they're off or want to listen while they're at the gym or grocery shopping, whatever, email them. Let them know about the page on InfoWars.com where they can go subscribe for free to the full 3 hours and high-quality audio of the show. Also, we restream the show 21 hours a day. We're live 11 to 2, and then consecutively after that, we continue to re-air it. Also, help us get the word out about stations that carry this show on the AM or FM dial. We really appreciate our AM and FM affiliates. You can also tell folks how they can always listen to the live show via InfoWars.com. Going back to David Bay, and of course, going back to the director of Riddles and Stone as well. Gentlemen, who did we last speak with? Was it Christian Pinto or was it David Bay?
It was me. It was David Bay.
Okay, finish up what you were saying.
Well, I was saying that the poor average Mason, even though he may be a 32nd, 33rd degree Mason, has no idea that the that an invisible lodge even exists. So he can stand there with all of the righteous indignation that he can muster and say, you know, I have been a Mason all my life. I'm a 33rd degree Mason. None of this stuff goes on here. And he's absolutely correct. It is the it's the invisible lodge that is truly Luciferian and does all of the things that we're talking about.
Now, they don't even know either that there's 360 degrees. Now, most of those have angels and gods and principalities on that line, but quote, humans can go up even higher than the 33rd degree.
Right. During the time of the French Mason, Mazzini and Albert Pike, they collaborated to produce all of these extra degrees up to that level. And in fact, Mazzini said, we must keep this absolutely secret within our lodge. He said, our secrecy will give us power. And so they kept it very secret, especially from the average visible Mason.
The apologetics that they use to defend this, because there are some that are more widely published, like Aleister Crowley was initiated into the 90th degree, which is called the Rite of Mizraim, and so on. And what they argue in defense of those things is they argue that is not a part of official craft masonry, that's not officially acknowledged by the Grand Lodge of England. Now, what's very interesting is that the pro Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England is a guy named the Marquis de Northampton. And if you go online and you read up on Northampton, you find that one of his favorite hobbies as a Mason is to investigate what is called fringe Masonry. And fringe Masonry is basically all of these higher degrees of Masonry, like the 90th degree and beyond all of that. And that's the peculiar interest of the guy who's considered to be probably the most powerful Mason in the world, if you understand the construct of how all of the official lodges throughout the world ultimately owe their allegiance to the Grand Lodge of England. And the head of the Grand Lodge is the Marquis de Northampton.
In a nutshell, what will the world look like if the forces of Luciferianism prevail? How would they rot? What would they build?
Well, I believe what they're trying to do is they are trying to build paradise on earth. But it's their version of paradise. Hitler was trying to build paradise on earth. But one man's paradise is another man's perdition. It was, you know, Hitler's idea of paradise, that it's going to be this Aryan wonderland where all the people that he likes and approves of and who thinks the way that he does are going to have a glorious, wonderful existence. Unfortunately, it's going to be hell on earth for, you know, the Jews and the gypsies and people who fall outside his paradigm of understanding. And that's the problem. But if you study what these guys are doing, you go and read the writings of Peter Dawkins. He's got a book, and he's close to the Marquis de Northampton. He's a good friend of his. He's got a book called Building Paradise, the Freemasonic and Rosicrucian 6 Days Work. And they believe that they're building a global utopia.
Let's end the show at the start. Let's go back in the next segment to the mystery religions, where they come from, and basically plot them through the Knights Templars and the Rosicrucians and the different orders of Masonry from... We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every original document on the federal and state level proves America is a Christian nation? Did you know that the Supreme Court has undermined our religious heritage? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that over 700 suitcase bombs are smuggled out of Russia and are in the hands of radicals bent upon America's destruction? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Way up, go on,
to the last run.
Way up, go on,
to the last run.
North, to Alaska, go north, fresh is on.
You know, north, when a black leader like Khalid Muhammad, who I'm going to play some clips of tomorrow if we have time, says kill all the whites because they're the devil, there's really no difference. That's what the whites would say when they were running slavery was, oh, blacks are devils. They're not humans. And they would misinterpret the Bible and you know, claim things like that. But that's really the Illuminati's religion, that one group's elitist, the other group isn't. You know, one group is made to rule. The others are meant to serve. And it's all extremely dangerous. And now it seems like the world is just broken up into, you know, 15, 20 different brands of people saying they're the elite group. I just want everybody to live in peace and be free, and I love everybody's children, regardless of what color they are. And if we're going to beat this New World Order, A, we're going to need God's help, and B, we're going to need to know who our enemies are. And that's what you learn with a film like Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. I mean, this is a historical fact. This is not debatable, but the average person isn't even aware of it. Let's go ahead and play the trailer to their film, Riddles and Stone. Then I'm going to play a little clip from a History Channel piece on the Hellfire Club.
We have a unique nation, a republic, like no others. And so this must be unique. This will be our nation's capital.
Mm-hmm. lot of the designers and architects of Washington, D.C. were Masons, starting with George Washington himself, who was a guiding force.
I do not believe that there are any secret plans or designs related to Freemasonry.
Well, it was definitely designed according to Masonic principles. The streets are laid out that way. The buildings are laid out that way.
Conspiracists are always looking under their bed for evidence that there is some vast conspiracy.
And Masons may very well say that they already aren't influential as far as Washington, D.C. is concerned, and yet the cornerstone was laid by Masons.
You see that the inverted five-pointed star, which is the Goat of Mendes, built into the streets of Washington, D.C.
No, there are no satanic plans in the street plans of Washington, D.C.
There is a pentagram to the north of the White House.
But the streets don't actually connect to form a pentagram. This is geometry. It happens.
No one could have that happen accidentally.
The anti-Masons want to show that there is some demonic conspiracy.
It's Baal worship. That's what you're involved in.
That is what Masonry is based upon, the power of the dragon.
In a word, hogwash.
When you want to talk about symbols and what they mean, you really have to look at who's authored these symbols.
With symbols, there are always multiple levels. Symbols reveal and they conceal. And that's why they're used and that's why they're so important. They reveal to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And if I would have told you this 15 years ago, I might have gotten shot.
When they're shooting at you, you know they're serious.
Now, take the Parliament in Canada and Ottawa. They admit it is built as a neo-Masonic temple. They admit that the rooms are calculated to 666. That's in mainstream newspapers. There's gargoyles and demons all over it. And then they tell us just, oh, that's not what it's all about. But it's admitted in mainstream history that they did engage in rituals in England as part of the Hellfire Club and other clubs. And, of course, the British intelligence agent, who was really an agent the whole time, Benjamin Franklin, who ended up dying in England. Of course, you know him as the ambassador to the French court and the rest of it. This is what the History Channel had to say about him.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
Now, when this is part of history, how did the people you, I mean, I know I've seen it, but I mean, even behind the scenes, how did these top Masons respond when you guys were throwing this in their face?
Well, they weren't, you know, when I interviewed them in person, I let them see the questions in advance. And the two full-on Masons that we interview, Brent Morris, who's the managing editor for the Scottish Rite Journal, and then Trevor McEwen, who is the who's the grand historian for the Grand Lodge in British Columbia. I let them see the questions in advance, but they were questions about the various theories that come against Masonry. And I was determined when I interviewed them, because I really wanted to know what they thought, not to attack them in the interview, but just to let them talk and let them explain their views. But since they've seen the documentary, Trevor McEwen actually has published an article on his Colombian website, really, you know, denouncing Riddles and Stone completely. And he's actually publishing a number of things about it that are just outright false. But yeah, they're not happy with it. You know, I sent them copies of the film when it was finished, but Trevor McEwen was the only one who contacted me as a result. The other Masons have just really sort of retreated and had nothing to say about it.
Now it's part of the record that Masons engaged in a lot of murders in this country, and that's why it ended up, you know, it was actually outlawed for a short time here, and they were being hunted down. But you tell the average person that they don't even have the time to look in an encyclopedia to learn it. David Bay?
Yes, I felt, and I discussed this with Chris before we started the first volume, The New Atlantis. I felt that Freemasonry is an indefensible system. If you know their writings and you know their belief and you can quote them, what they say and what they do is just indefensible. I mean, when Manly P. Hall says that when a master mason learns the secret of his craft, the seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands, that's indefensible. And so what we wanted to do, and we boldly did it in both Volume 1 and Volume 2, both in New Atlantis and Riddles and Stone, we let the Masons talk. And then we let the Masonic critics talk. And you can see how indefensible Freemasonry is when you get this give and play, this, you know, between these two groups.
Well, it's what really governs our society, and people should start becoming more honest about it. I'm just so tired of seeing the general public go through life like zombies, never even looking around them and finding out this literal matrix. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, just as David said, you know, I find when I do interviews with people, you know, if we're not attacking them, if we're not attacking what they believe, but just inquiring in a, you know, documentary journalist manner, they tend to open up. And we do. We really let them talk in Riddles and Stone. It's a 3-hour documentary, and you hear from, master masons, you hear from a 33rd degree mason, you hear from a guy, Dr. Obadiah Harris, who's the president of the Philosophical Research Society that was founded by Manly P. Hall, the man considered to be Masonry's greatest philosopher. And these guys sit and they talk at great length about the philosophies of Masonry and really all the secret societies. But you hear from their own mouths
what they really believe. What they claim on the surface, too, about brotherhood of man and liberty and freedom and fighting tyranny, they could say some of that was done in 1776. Certainly in the French Revolution, we see the more Luciferian manifestation and the mass killing and millions killed and the extermination in 9-day weeks and changing the calendars and just all of this occultism. But look at the Masonic leaders today. They're setting up tyranny. They're destroying freedom. They're doing the opposite of what they publicly claim. And all over England, it's big news how Masons can't be convicted of murders. And they're above the law. And every judge is a Mason. And they're ruling everyone. I mean, just secularly, on its face, it's a mafia.
Well, you see, Masons have always redefined terms. And people don't understand that. I mean, when they say liberty, and that's one of their great terms, that they want liberty, it doesn't mean freedom from tyranny. It means freedom from all restrictions on their behavior.
That means
that's
their freedom. Their freedom to kill whoever they want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, so just like the communists, these guys have redefined the terms. And if you don't understand they've redefined them, you're going to be deceived every time.
Yeah, this is what happened back in 1826, and we talk about this in Secret Mysteries 1 with the whole Captain William Morgan affair, which is something that has been, you know, practically removed entirely from, you know, modern history books, and it's something that everybody should know about, because I mean, there's even a monument up there in Batavia, New York, that the people erected, so that they go out of their way to let you know that they've kept in the Hall of Records what went on with Captain Morgan, how he was kidnapped and murdered by these Masons, and then afterwards, as Charles Finney records in his book, when they tried to prosecute these guys, they couldn't prosecute them, because there were judges, there were sheriffs, all the people in key positions of power were members of the Masonic Order, and they were protecting their own kind. This goes back to, you know, shortly after the American Revolution this was going on. And there was a huge outcry in our country. The first third party in American politics was the anti-Mason party. And it was specifically brought about to withstand Masonry.
Absolutely. In a nutshell, and both the films are excellent, the two volumes are out, available at InfoWars.com. Listeners are 888-253-3139. Just in a nutshell, both of you, sum it up, the history, where these mystery religions come from, and the chain of events to the present.
Well, the mystery religions, from the research I've done, according to the occultists, begins in ancient Atlantis. That Enoch was supposedly the first great king of Atlantis. He was the first initiator of the mysteries. This is why the new Atlantis is so important, and the vision of America as Atlantis resurrected, if you will, becomes a key point, because what they believe they're doing is resurrecting through the ancient mysteries, the ancient philosophy of Atlantis. They are going to build this philosophical.
And they do
empire.
Have ancient history. It's now been admitted, but it's kept very quiet, that they've dug up skeletons at least 6,000 years old, plus in the New World that are Nordic. We know that there was mining operations. So this really does show, though, I don't particularly agree with their history of how Atlantis worked, but that there was an older trading system. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. We talk about the book America B.C., where Barry Fell, Harvard professor, spent, you know, most of his life researching the archaeological evidence on the eastern seaboard that the ancient world did have knowledge of the American continent. And this is what is believed by, you know, all of these chief philosophers and these occult societies.
Sure, so they really do have the secret knowledge.
Yeah,
well,
they really do.
Yeah, it would seem that way, you know.
Their guiding spirits give it to them. So they do have knowledge that that the rest of society does not have.
Please continue.
Well, from ancient Atlantis, the thread is picked up through ancient Babylon and its ancient mysteries, and then flows to ancient Egypt, and then to the Middle Eastern religions, you know, like the Chaldeans. That's where the god Baal comes from, and of course, you know, we have, as we show in Riddles and Stone, images and symbols of Baal are quite numerous in our nation's capital, if you know just what to look for. So Freemasonry itself, to get to modern Masonry, it flows through the Knights Templar. So you've got quite a thread from Atlantis to Babylon, to Egypt, to the Middle Eastern mystery religions, then through the Knights Templar, and then through modern Masonry.
Yeah, the Knights Templar, I think, are a real linchpin. And the fact that Columbus, who was married to a woman whose family came from a long line of Knight Templars, and when Columbus came over with his ships bore the standard, you know, the red cross and a white background, which was the symbol of the Templars. And while there's a certain amount of mystery to that, there are those in, you know, some researchers believe that Columbus had been given some kind of maps or some kind of, you know, guidance.
Well, it's also known that the Templars got so much power in not just in armies but in shipping, because they had hidden knowledge on rudders, and rudders were the little files they had in Spain, and of course the Portuguese rudders were the best. That does go back to the Templars on the different navigable waters. So again, it all goes back to these were private secret intelligence agencies.
Absolutely, and the secret societies, especially in Western culture, and we talk about this in part one, really formed the foundation of the Western intelligence community, starting at during the time of Queen Elizabeth, but it would have even, you know, preceded that if you go back to the Templars. But the intelligence community that formed with the Rosicrucians in England to protect Queen Elizabeth from being assassinated, that was then brought to America, and you find a lot of the same elements. Because Sir Francis Bacon was like one of the chief guys, along with Dr. John Dee, the original Agent 007, who was working to protect with secret codes and ciphers and all this other kind of stuff, to run an intelligence network there in England.
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time. Gentlemen, I want to get you back up again to take calls in the next few months. Have it for 2 hours just to take calls from the audience. All of us putting our heads together, all the research is just amazing. Riddles in Stone, ladies and gentlemen, you absolutely need to get it. You need to get the first volume as well. This is the second volume, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And Christian J. Pinto, the award-winning director, and, of course, the producer, David Bay. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Alex. Enjoyed it.
God bless you. Great men there, and we are so honored to have them. I was just given some absolutely horrible news. I've got Luke Radowski waiting on hold. I wanted to get him to pop in to tell us about how the demonstration against the attack on free speech in New York to ban videotaping and photography by the citizenry And I tell you how all the time we get sent law enforcement magazines, internal law enforcement documents, law enforcement CDs. I just got an internal new federally issued law enforcement training manual I've been reading over in the last segment while our guests have been speaking. This is the Operational WMD Response for Law Enforcement Participant Manual, Homeland Security, and I just read High Treason. They just opened this an hour ago. They've been scanning, and they've already found it's, how many pages is this? This thing's as big as a Dallas phone book. I just really found some bad stuff in here, and it actually made my heart patter a bit, which is hard to do. A little bit of pattering that went on. I just wish it wasn't true. Oh, God. Oh, we're in trouble. This country's so far gone. You want to read High Treason by the government? You want to know who the real terrorists are? It's right here. Stay with us. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. Okay, I have the official 2004 Operation WMD Response for Law Enforcement. This is the NCBRT 2004 part version 1.5, law enforcement sensitive. Well, it's going to be real sensitive when this is all scanned in and put on the web in the next few hours. I'm going to have a special video report out on this and a blurb report up on JonesReport.com that I want dug to the top. I want everybody to see this. This is the worst manual I've ever seen. You think them saying gun owners are terrorists and Christians are terrorists and you know, all those other little manuals you've seen, this is worse, okay? We've just started reading it and just opened it, and everything is pure evil. It says, you are terrorist if you believe in a New World Order conspiracy. Okay? And it says, you are terrorist. You are. It says, we are the most dangerous because we talk about the real world. And then, let me go to Luke Radowski. We only got a few minutes left here. Look, I got to get you up for longer in the next few days. And wearechange.org, just on fire with your work. First off, they're trying to ban photography and videoing anywhere in the city. You guys went and protested Bloomberg Monday. What happened there? And then what happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah, the crew came out to the mayor's office of film and theater this past Monday to fight Bloomberg's First Amendment attack on the First Amendment. And, you know, a lot of great activists came out. We had a lot of cameras. We had about 15 cameras out there, about 30 people out there. And a lot of great people came out. We made our voices heard. And the cops were there actually before we were, from what I hear. And they kind of were nice cops. It was a kind of a change. And they were kind of sympathizers with what we were doing. And they just told us that their bosses told them to stay there and be with us for, you know, as long as we're out there. But they sympathized with what we were doing, and they actually supported us. And they really didn't confront us. They really weren't negative. It was actually something good, because you could actually see the police department kind of sympathizing in what we're doing and kind of not standing behind us but supporting us in the way they can. So that was really good. They didn't really challenge us. The video of that is on wearechange.org. The video just came out today. And, hey, man, we got to let our voices be heard, because the camera is the new weapon of the revolution. And that's why Mayor Bloomberg is trying to get rid of this thing.
Now, you were telling me about something else that happened with the 9/11 Truth meeting, and you saw a camera crew. What happened there?
Oh, yeah, in Philadelphia. That was yesterday at the anti-war emergency meeting in Philadelphia, where we had a whole big meeting with a lot of different organizations. A lot of different people came out, and then we saw NBC Live truck doing a live news feed outside. And then me and my friends, we got the banner, we got three bullhorns, and we got about 50 people outside screaming, 9/11 was an inside job, as NBC was doing a live feed. And even it gets better, because my friend Manny Badillo, a family member, a 9/11 victim's family member, took the bullhorn and was screaming at NBC, why aren't you covering me? Why hasn't my voice been heard by NBC? Why are you ignoring this? Why are you working with GE? Why aren't you talking about the truth behind 9/11? And we really sent them a message that they can't do their jobs because they're not doing their jobs. They're not the media. They're the fourth branch of the government, and they're not covering the truth behind 9/11, the truth behind the New World Order and the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely incredible, Luke. You guys are just continuing to do a fabulous job at wearechanger.org. What are some of the things you're planning to do in the next few days?
We're going to be releasing a lot of video footage of Joe Biden, Joe Richardson again, and we have a lot of great content. We're just trying to get it out as soon as possible. We're working very hard. Every Saturday, we're going to be going live on wearechanger.org. You can see live video of us at Ground Zero. Every Saturday, every street action. Every 11th, we do a street action. And we're just active. We're not going to stop until there's, you know.
And you're
out.
Planning some big stuff for 9/11. I'm going to be there. I'm telling everybody to be in New York on 9/11 coming up in a few months. This is going to be historic, the 6th anniversary. Luke Radowski, thanks for popping in with us.
God bless you, Alex.
You bet. Stay there. I want to talk to you when the show ends for a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. I've got this Homeland Security manual, secret manual. We'll be going over this traitorous, anti-American document. Have that up on the website for you. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.